Translation and purport by Abhaicharana Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The clever Duryodhana and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhisthira, who had no enemy. By the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed by the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhana were killed by him. Others also died, their duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. Purport. In the glorious days, or before the advent of the age of Kali, the Brahmins, the cows, the women, the children, and the old men were properly given protection. 1. The protection of the Brahmins maintains the institution of Varna and Ashram, the most scientific culture for attainment of spiritual life. 2. The protection of cows maintains the most miraculous form of food. This is milk for maintaining the finer tissues of the brain for understanding higher aims of life. 3. The protection of women maintains the chastity of society, by which we can get a good generation for peace, tranquility, and progress of life. 4. The protection of children gives the human form of life its best chance to prepare the way of liberty from material bondage. Such protection of children begins from the very day of begetting children by the purificatory process of Garbhadhan Samskar, the beginning of pure life. 5. The protection of the old man gives them a chance to prepare themselves for a better life after death. This complete outlook is based on factors leading to successful humanity, as against the civilization of Polish cats and dogs. The killing of the above-mentioned innocent creatures is totally forbidden, because even by insulting them, one loses one's duration of life. In the age of Kali, they are not properly protected, and therefore the duration of life of the present generation is shortened considerably. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that when the women become unchaste for want of proper protection, there are unwanted children called Varnashankar. To insult a chaste woman means to bring about disaster in the duration of life. Duasan, a brother of Duryodhana, insulted Draupadi, an ideal chaste lady. And therefore, the miscreants died untimely. These are some of the stringent laws of the Lord mentioned above. Satya yitva jata satro svam rajam kitaveritam jata yitva sato rakhya kachasparsa ksatayusa. The clever Duryodhana and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhisthira, who had no enemy. By the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed, and the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhana were killed by him. Others also died, their duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. Om Ajnanati Vandasya Chanam Sanashanaka Shakshun Mitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manubhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Shvam Rupkadamyam Dadati Svapalantikam Vandiyam Siyo Siyo Da Padkamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Jagjatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sakanalita Sivishakam Vitam Shahi Krishna Guna Sinudina Bandhati Atpati Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastati Tapta Kansna Karangi Radhe Vrindavana Shri Vishabhani Sudevi Pranamama Hepi Vankha Kalpta Vishakhe Pasnave Vishapatnam Pavanabhyo Vaishnamyo Namo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarani. Srila Prabhupada ki. Civilization means giving protection. A civilized society is a society that gives protection to these five categories. Brahmins, cows, women, children, old men. That's Srila Prabhupada also mentions it is the injunction of the Shastra that a sannyasi, a brahmachari, are sons of society. As you take care of your children at home, similarly, you are also required to take care of the sannyasis and the brahmacharis. So, there are two additional categories, sannyasis and brahmacharis, that when Gandhi came to England, someone asked him, what do you think of the British civilization? And Gandhi said, it's a good idea that and in the Vedic culture, in other words, Gandhi was saying it did not estimate the British culture or the English culture very high, that Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of this verse, is using this very heavy statements. He says, a society would not protect these five categories, then it's a society of polished cats and dogs. Heavy. So that is Varnashram. Of course, in our movement, Ravindas Varupabhu said in a lecture many years ago, there are as many ideas on Varnashram Dharma in our movement as there are devotees. But maybe true, but this is essential. If this is not there, that's it shows also that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to realize all these points in our society. That's very important. That's part of realizing Varnashram. That the Brahmins, that the Brahmins are the head. They are maintaining the Varnashram system. If they are not there, they are offering education in spiritual knowledge. Where do you find education in spiritual knowledge in modern society? Practically, only our movement is offering that. And Srila Prabhupada wanted us that every temple should become a center of spiritual education. And that that's because without spiritual knowledge, no one knows what's the goal of life. Why am I here? That they live in illusion. They don't understand that life is temporary, that their achievements are temporary, and that the goal of life is to understand who we are and realize that. So Brahmins are very important, but in the Varnashram system, and there are a number of quotes on that, that Varnashram is the perfect society. Brahmins and Kshatriyas protect each other as well as themselves, and the Lord protects them through each other. That's interesting. That the Kshatriyas protect the Brahmins, and the Brahmins protect the Kshatriyas by giving them the right instructions how to act, that for the benefit of society. That so they protect each other. That and if the Brahmins are protected, then the head of society is protected. So protection of Brahmins, very important. Srila Prabhupada did not introduce Varnashram from the beginning. No, first he wanted a society of Brahmins. First the head. Otherwise, what can you do if there is no head? Then the second category to be protected is the cow protection programs. It about mentioned milk is a miracle of food because it helps to maintain the finer tissues of the brain for understanding spiritual subject matters. It's not so easy to understand that to understand spiritual subject matters, you must be situated in a mode of goodness. If one does not follow the four elite principles, no way to understand it. In this time and age, there is so much anxiety. And I experienced that myself in many places. New bhaktas come and they have mental issues. They take some drugs and they cannot understand. It's very difficult. Very difficult. So milk, miracle food, cow protection programs. When I read this, it reminds me always, in this material world there are gross material laws and subtle material laws. And in Bhagavad Gita also we have spiritual laws. But the subtle material laws are important, the laws of karma. Krishna explains, you have to do all your activities as a sacrifice for me, then there is no karma. Otherwise there is karma. But here, from this verses of the Bhagavatam, we can understand activities which will generate very heavy karma. These are subtle laws, but they are destroying, and are so destructive, these activities. I was just in New Mayapur in France. After many years, they wanted me to go back there. Well, Sanananda Maharaj asked me, and I went a few days. It was a nice experience. But I remember all the difficult times we had there. That as far as I've been informed through the history, that in the 80s, they had a farm, it was called Kotruma. And they had a lot of cows there. But finally, they could not protect the cows. And many went to the slaughterhouse at the end. And France, it's like an atomic bomb that Krishna consciousness fell very low. And now it's coming up again. By Krishna's mercy, things are going for the better. But we see the devastating effect. A similar thing happened in New Vrindavan, I heard. Also, at a certain moment, they had so many cows and they could not protect them. And, yeah. And it had also been very difficult there. So these subtle laws are, Srila Prabhupada uses the term here, these are some of the stringent laws of the Lord. Stringent. You cannot surpass them. Like here, in this verse, you have the example of Duryodhan, Dushasan, who insulted Draupadi. Rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi is mentioned here. That they untied her hair, and Krishna decided, yes, all these kshatriyas, their wives, their hair will also be untied. They will become widows. These are very heavy reactions. So because the women are the chastity of society. Lord Krishna, Arjuna in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita makes this point to Lord Krishna. If by this war, nothing good can come from it. That you will just get the opposite of what we desire. Arjuna says to Krishna that there will be so many kshatriyas will be killed and there will be so many widows. Women will become unprotected. And by that there will be a mixing of caste and the progeny will be polluted, will be Varna Sankara. So Arjuna was very conscious of that. So it's protection of women is very important. If we want a good generation for peace, tranquility and progress in life, therefore, everyone who enters Shastra life, householder life, should be prepared for that. That's culture. Men should learn to control their senses, not marrying for sense gratification. Don't think I'm going to marry and that will just be the source of my happiness. A big illusion. Marriage is not meant for bodily happiness. It's a service to the Supreme Lord to have a good progeny, Krishna conscious children. That brings to the next point, children. Srila Prabhupada writes, protection of children gives humans the best chance to prepare for liberation from material bondage. Prahlad Maharaj says, Kamrata Church Parhyo Bhagavan Kamrachet Parshur Bhagavatam Yam. Yeah, I miss a word. Dulabhaman Samcham Yam Tapya Dhruvam Achtadam. That Kamrachet Parshur Dharmam Bhagavatam Yam. Yeah. So Bhagavad Dharma. That children should be taught in Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma. Since the age of 5 years. That if children are trained in Krishna consciousness from a young age, then Krishna is in their heart. Later on, they may not have a strict sadhana or following everything very strictly, but they have this natural attachment to Krishna. And that's given to them by Krishna conscious education. The mother is the first guru. Very important function. That gives the children a great chance to make progress on the path of liberation. But if children are mistreated and abused, we have seen the consequences. In our movement, the Turley case, millions of dollars spent for that. And still, the consequences did not... We have still to bear the consequences of it. It's so... And that's what Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. This five. If we fail to protect these categories, then heavy reactions will come. So also you have the old man. Give them a chance to prepare for better life after death. That's important. We can read in the Bhagavatam Ajamil, when he had his near-death experience and he heard his conversation between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. After that, he realized his stupidity, how he spent his life fruitlessly because of his attachment to this prostitute. And he was lamenting, "I left aside my good wife, and I neglected my parents. When they needed me in old age, I was not there." And he was lamenting about that. So that's important. To organize for the protection of the elderly and the diseased also. Because old age and disease go mostly together. And that... So it is not just Varnashram principles we hear, but Srila Prabhupada makes the point, this is compulsory in every civilized society, also in our society. Points we need to work on. It's not that we will sometime develop some Varnashram system. At least these points should be taken care of. It's very, very, very important that, yes. And sometimes it may be very difficult. This is in Sweden, at the farm there. what's the name of the farm in Sweden? Almviksgaard. Right, thank you. Almviksgaard. So there were, at a certain moment, was a cow of an ox, I don't remember, but the cow was dying, and the cow was very diseased, and a veterinary physician came, and he said, yes, according to the law, we have the Swedish law, if we cannot let the animal suffer, we have to end the life with an injection. So, but the devotees refused. They came back to kill the cow, and the devotees were surrounding the cow, and they could not. They were protecting the cow. That, anyway, we have also such incidents got here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. So sometimes it's difficult because the laws of the country are not focused on protecting all these categories. That so I have a few quotes on this Vajshila Prabhupada. Says, Brahmins, sages, children, women, and old men are always beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. That's also interesting. that like when Maharaj Parikshit, he offended Samika Rishi. He entered this ashram when he was thirsty, and Samika Rishi was a mystic sage. He was in completely meditation, samadhi. But then Maharaj Parikshit felt offended that he not, because he was so thirsty, he was the emperor, he was not welcomed. So he was thinking, I'm not like this sage who is probably faking his meditation. And there was a dead snake on the ground, and he offered the dead snake as a garland. But was not the proper thing to do. So Srila Prabhupada writes, King Maharaj Parikshit was right to punish his subject, so here Samaka Rishi, for to rightly to punish his subject for coldly receiving him or neglecting him, but because the culprit was a sage and a Brahmin, it was unprecedented. The only justification for Maharaj Parikshit's behavior was that it was ordained by the Lord. But old men, sages, Brahmins, are beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. So Samaka Rishi, he could not punish him. The only explanation that was it was an arrangement for the Lord, so that Maharaj Parikshit would renounce his kingdom and then, fast until death and hear the Bhagavatam. It was an arrangement of the Lord that the Bhagavatam would be spoken. So the duty, a few other interesting quotes. protection of children, and that a Gehasta, the householder, is ordered that before eating, a householder has to see in to see to the members of the family. First the child must be fed, then the diseased person must be fed, then the elderly, old person must be fed. Interesting. That's a practical as application as householders. That a father and mother have the special duty to protect their children in Krishna consciousness. That on protection of women, and that's interesting because may say women have no independence, they must be under the garden of the father, later under the husband, and if the husband dies, the elder sons. It may, but what does it mean, no independence? That many times we may have a wrong conception about that. Srila Prabhupada explains, no independence means that they are well protected. That's what it means. No independence that does not mean that they have no independence to act. This is, So children have parents. Elderly persons have grown-up children to protect them, and women must have husbands. Srila Prabhupada mentions that. Also, because this, there are many aspects of this protection that, and that's an interesting point Srila Prabhupada makes. That's also in the Bhagavatam, the teachings, the instructions of Maharaj Prithu to his citizens in the fourth canto. But here, this is mentioned in the summary of the seventh canto, chapter 11. The duty of the Kshatriya is to give protection to citizens and levy taxes upon them, but he is forbidden to tax the Brahmins. That is also part of that protection scheme. No taxation for the Brahmins. That's a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmin. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada makes the point, the members of the Krishna conscious movement should therefore be exempt from government taxation. That's an interesting point. So, I don't know if it will work here in England, but quoting Chester, but that's part of a civilized society. So this is chapter Prayers by Queen Kunti. That is the introduction of this chapter. The first verses are about the rituals, the cremation of the death and the rituals, and consoling all those who were aggrieved by bereavement after the war. And then in the next verses we will have Krishna leaving. Then Uttara comes to him, praying him for protection over embryo, because Ashvatthama is thrown again a Brahmastra to kill it. Krishna will protect. Maharaj breaks it in the womb. And then we have Queen Kunti comes to see Krishna with on the chariot to leave. And then we have these beautiful prayers of Queen Kunti. It's one of the most inspiring chapters in the Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, in his lectures, also speaks with so much affection for Queen Kunti. These are the prayers of a pure devotee of Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?